local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We start hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. If you're interested in interacting with us, we always appreciate that as well. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. A lot to get to here in hour number two. We start with our top three stories today, where a 600-page Justice Department report has been released today, and it details the police response to the 2022 Uvalde, Texas school shooting. The general gist of it is that it was a failure of the highest order from police officers who responded.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
That from Attorney General Merrick Garland. He met with victims' families during a visit on Wednesday and then spoke at a news conference today providing details of that report. Growing fears continue of a wider conflict developing in the Israel-Hamas war. Pakistan has carried out strikes in Iran as retaliation for strikes they made earlier this week. And the U.S. hit over a dozen Houthi rebel missile sites in Yemen late last night in what they say were preemptive strikes targeting threats to ships in the Red Sea.
These strikes will continue for as long as they need to continue to try to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue to conduct these attacks.
And that's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Meanwhile, frustrations are said to be growing between the Biden administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as pressures mount for the Israeli military to scale back its offensive in the Gaza Strip. And finally, in our top three stories today, Congress is passing a stopgap funding bill ahead of the deadline tomorrow to prevent a partial government shutdown. The bill now heads to the desk of President Biden to become law before funding expires tomorrow at midnight. And the short-term spending bill will keep the government funded through March. Those are our top three stories today, just shy of 5:15. Austin has an update on the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we were dealing with a lot last hour, but it seems like most of it has died down. We still have issues on Pine Forest Road, particularly between I-10 and West 9 Mile. If you are traveling both directions, north and south there, you may have some issues, but especially if you're traveling north, getting off of I-10 West and traveling towards West 9 Mile there. Outside of that, North Davis Highway is giving us some trouble between Olive Road and Creighton Road, but nothing too out of the ordinary there. West 9 Mile has a little bit also. But outside of Pensacola, where you're going to see the most issues is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point. We've got some construction in that area, and a lot of this evening traffic can get kind of hectic there, so look out for that if you are heading that way.
Temperatures overnight will be falling into the 40s, so cool, but not as cold as what we've been seeing. And there's a chance that a little bit of light rain might move through the area as we head through tonight. We've got another front headed this way. Friday, breezy, highs just in the 50s. And over the weekend, it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 52 degrees right now. Not going to get too much cooler tonight. 47 the low. Tomorrow, 56 for a high with breezy conditions as well. Sunshine for the most part. And then we've got that Arctic blast coming in tomorrow night with an overnight low of 27. Cooler temps for the weekend with high of 44 on Saturday and 46 on Sunday. Taking a look at what's happening around locally here today in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties and even over the state lines in Baldwin County as well. Pensacola police are continuing a death investigation today after a 60-year-old white man was discovered in bushes outside of a business on North Davis Highway this morning. That happened between Dittmar and Hewitt Streets, and that led to a portion of North Davis Highway being temporarily closed. The man was originally found unresponsive. He was taken to a hospital where he died. After investigating whether the man could have been hit by a car, officers have ruled that out. If you have any information, you're asked to contact Pensacola Police. In Foley, residents a bit on edge following the stabbing of a woman at Heritage Park in downtown yesterday evening.
I couldn't believe it, that this was would happen in our beautiful park and our beautiful Foley. Right now, I don't think I would feel safe walking the park after dark.
And she talked to Channel 3. Police say a person of interest was seen on video riding a bicycle on North Mackenzie Street and described as a black male wearing dark blue baggy jeans and a knit cap. The 21-year-old victim had wounds to her left forearm, torso, and left thigh. If you have any information, you're asked to contact Foley Police. We'll stay in Baldwin County, learning of a disturbing arrest today. Investigators say an identity theft investigation turned into something much more menacing. Our David Wayne reports.
That's right. The investigation started after Alec Dvorak was investigated for opening accounts, allegedly using his grandparents' information. Investigators say he'd gotten credit cards in their names and stolen several thousand dollars. But when Dvorak was arrested on January 9th, he had an infant in his car. Investigators say when that child was returned to a family member, they reported strange marks on the child's body. Those turned out to be burns from a stun gun. Deputies eventually found that stun gun where it had been discarded on the side of the road by his girlfriend and matched it to the burns on the child. Dvorak now faces a laundry list of charges, including torture and abuse of a child, chemical endangerment, tampering with evidence, elderly abuse and exploitation, fraud and identity theft, and drug possession. He's being held on more than $1.5 million bond at the Baldwin County Jail.
And Pensacola Police also trying to put the community's mind at ease. There have been reports around the area that people are getting calls from people that claim to be PPD officers who say, you have a warrant. Well, of course, they're not really officers. Officer Greg Gordon tells us that real officers wouldn't call to talk about a warrant.
So what we're asking is, if you get those calls, we're not going to call you. We're gonna knock on your door. we're going to knock on your door and say, hey, this is what's going on. If you get those calls, we want you to call us right away. Let us know, and we'll clear that up. We are documenting our computer system these calls.
And, of course, best practice, you should never give your information to anybody over the phone, as it's a common tactic by scammers and would-be identity thieves. 520, we will take a break there. Coming back, state and national headlines. Hour number two of Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, don't talk about it, be about it. When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's game time, and if you want the best party platters, meats, and deli items for college or NFL games, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is the place to meet up and wine all you want. That's right, Costello's will have it all ready for you. All you gotta do is call ahead. Choice to Wagyu, chicken, pork, and prime rib, to fine wine, cheese, and desserts, Boar's Head lunch sandwiches, and the best exotic meat selection of the Gulf Coast. Italian family hospitality at its best. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE, now from $31,245, and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line, now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Plus take delivery by February 29, 2024. Dealer for details.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals hearing about President Trump's immunity, where they asked the question, could the president order SEAL Team 6 to kill a political opponent, and if not convicted by the Senate after impeachment, be immune from criminal prosecution? His lawyers say yes. The opposition says no. It's a very interesting question. It's a very interesting conversation. We talked about it extensively this morning. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Patriotic Paving. Are your customers dodging potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance help your better business. PatrioticPavingLLC.com. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we didn't have a lot to report on in Pensacola other than Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling either north or southbound there between I-10 and West 9 Mile, you're going to have issues there. We also have some developing on Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards West 10 Mile Road, we've got some issues in that area as well, but nothing too severe at this time. Outside of that, there's nothing in Pensacola that should be holding you up too long. However, on Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling eastbound in the Oriole Beach area towards Tiger Point, expect some issues in that area as well.
Not as cold overnight with lows in the 40s. Clouds will be in the skies, and we might see a little bit of light rain move through the area. Breezy weather on Friday as another front moves through. We'll have highs in the 50s, and that sets us up for another very cold weekend. Low temps will be down in the 20s, with daytime highs this weekend just in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 52 degrees right now, 47 overnight tonight, with mostly cloudy skies. Chance of showers around 50% as well. Should see partly sunny tomorrow, 56 for a high. Cold front pushing through again tomorrow night. Overnight low is going to be 27. Taking a look at what's going on around the state of Florida today, Austin and I both, eyebrows raised up on this one, thought it was a interesting idea. A first of its kind mass shooting prevention call center is now live out of South Florida. Founder Sean Canoni says it's set up to work like a suicide prevention hotline where the potential shooter calls in and speaks to a live person who can help steer them in a different direction.
80% of the mass shooters are normally suicidal or have tried suicide in the past. And if we can get to them in their planning stage, we may be able to help them.
So the center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he says nothing else has worked to stop mass shootings, so this is worth a try.
And that's why you and I think, are kind of, you know, all for it, because that's absolutely right. I mean, they just keep happening, you know. So, I mean, I'm definitely open to it. I don't know how effective it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't either.
When it comes, because
if if one person,
calls it
and it works for one person.
Yeah, if you're, because I don't know, maybe I'm just too pessimistic, but I think if you are disconnected enough to where you think you are going to go shoot up a school or anywhere else, a mall, anything like that, it's like take lives of several innocent people.
Yeah.
I just don't know if you're going to be like, okay, maybe I should call someone and talk about it. I just don't know if someone's going to do that. But as I said, you know, worth a try. Governor Ron DeSantis is challenging a federal appeals panel's ruling that may make it easier for one of the prosecutors he ousted to return to office. The governor's lawyers want the full 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the case, opposing a motion by suspended Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren to speed up the case. A three-judge panel sent the case back to a district judge who ruled that he didn't have the power to put Warren back in office after DeSantis suspended him in August of 2022.
And sweeping health care package is making it through a major hurdle today. The state Senate unanimously passed the $800 million plan, marking a big step towards easing an industry worker shortage and providing more access. The Live Healthy Act would expand mental health services in underserved communities by reimbursing student loans for psychologists and social workers who work in these particular areas. It would also increase access for maternal care for minorities and provide free health screenings for low-income residents as well.
And the number of advertised teaching vacancies is down in Florida. Florida Education Association says that halfway through the school year, the state still needs to fill more than 4,000 instructional vacancies and nearly 3,500 support staff positions. But that is an improvement from August, when there were nearly 7,000 open teaching positions. So that's good. We need teachers.
Yeah. National news today, a House panel is expected to vote on an impeachment resolution of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on January 31st. The final impeachment hearing was today. The committee vote is planned for later this month. Floor action could happen as early as February.
And Texas authorities have started arresting migrants and charging them with criminal trespassing. Wednesday night marked the first time the policy was enacted after the state took control of Shelby Park and Eagle Pass. Texas's lieutenant governor took to social media to post photos and a video of the arrests being made of single migrant men and women.
Yeah, and our local weather, we talked about the cold front that's going to be coming through tomorrow night. Well, there's not going to be any snow, but not true for over 100 million Americans getting a fresh blanket. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across 18 states, Wyoming all the way to New York, both today and tomorrow. We'll expect more delays at airports and on the highways and byways. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic.
And the Georgia judge in the state election interference case against former President Donald Trump is ordering a hearing to examine charges of an improper relationship. The charges filed involve accusations that Democratic Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has an ongoing improper relationship with her lead prosecutor that helped her benefit financially. Willis says that the accusations are racially motivated, but she has yet to call them false.
All right, Fox News Update is coming up, and look at what's happening in the sports world after that. A recap of our top three stories. Congress today passing the stopgap funding bill ahead of tomorrow's deadline. Justice Department releasing the 600-page report on the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. And grower fears of a wider conflict in the Israel-Hamas war.
I'm John Saucier. Congress sending President Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a partial government shutdown, fund of federal agencies into March. Before the vote, the House Freedom Caucus announced they strongly oppose this measure. They think it spends too much money. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley in Hollis, New Hampshire. She's referencing a poll that puts her ahead of President Biden in a potential head-to-head matchup.
I win by 17 points against Biden. And Trump can call that a dirty poll all he wants. It was his own pollster that did it.
Well, we also heard from Democratic presidential hopeful Marianne Williamson in Keene, New Hampshire. Williamson says she will take action to address college loan debt.
As president, I could, with the Higher Education Act, completely eradicate that college loan debt. Why? Because it should never have occurred. Because it is immoral.
The New Hampshire Republican presidential primaries are coming up on Tuesday, January the 23rd. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Good news for prospective home buyers. Mortgage rates have come down a bit this week to the lowest level since last May. Freddie Mac says the average rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 6.6%, down a smidge from last week's 6.66%. Meanwhile, the average rate on a 15-year fixed, popular with homeowners refinancing their loans, came down more than a tenth of a point from a week ago to 5.76%. Continuing an effort to trim costs, Amazon will lay off up to 5% of staff at its Buy with Prime unit, the service that lets online stores offer the same two-day shipping benefits available to Prime subscribers. The e-commerce giant didn't say how many staffers would be impacted by the layoffs. A spokesperson said Buy with Prime does remain a top priority for Amazon. Shaking off a mini slump, stocks pushed higher today. Technology issues doing particularly well. The Dow Industrials leaped 200 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ up 1.3%. That's Your Money Now.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Cowboys are stuck on being a good team and are still very far away from being a great one. The problem in Dallas isn't just Mike McCarthy, but in two of the last three postseasons, when the team wasn't ready at kickoff, the coach shouldn't survive. With Dallas opting to bring back McCarthy, we could expect the drama Dallas choking Cowboys to have another disappointing playoff performance come next January. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts. We'll be right back.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 5:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northeast on North Davis Highway towards UWS main campus, trying to get where it merges with Scenic Highway and takes you over Escambia River, we do have some backups in that area. It is pretty severe at this time, so be on the lookout for that. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, we're going to have some issues there as well. The intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway, looking rough at this point. Nothing too severe, but it's worthy of keeping an eye on. And then outside of Pensacola, if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area and then a little bit further towards Tiger Point, we've got some issues over there as well.
Temperatures overnight will be falling into the 40s, so cool, but not as cold as what we've been seeing. And there's a chance that a little bit of light rain might move through the area as we head through tonight. We've got another front headed this way. Friday, breezy, highs just in the 50s. And over the weekend, it's lows in the 20s and highs in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. We're at 52 degrees right now, 47 overnight low. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 56, and then the Arctic blast returns, pushing temperatures down to 27 degrees overnight tomorrow. 5:38 here, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Austin, not a terribly overly exciting night in the world of sports, but there is, as always, some headlines and games going on.
Yes, we'll start with the NBA. We have a TNT doubleheader. We got Bulls at Raptors. I like the Raptors, so I'm all for that. That's at 6:30. It's going to be followed by Grizzlies at Timberwolves at 9. Timberwolves are the top seed in the Western Conference standings right now, so at least there's someone of note. But also we've got a headline surrounding NBA player for Oklahoma City, Josh Giddey. He recently got into some trouble because there was an investigation regarding him having an inappropriate relationship with an underage girl. Well, it has since come out that he will not face criminal charges after police in Newport Beach, California, investigated him. Officials announced on Wednesday that they were, quote, not able to corroborate any criminal activity. So I guess Giddey gets away there. I don't know what happened, but oh well. As for college basketball, 3 ranked men's basketball teams hitting the courts tonight. At 6 o'clock, so in just about 20 minutes, a little bit over, South Florida will travel to number 10 Memphis on ESPN, and Wichita State will take on number 23 Florida Atlantic. That's at Florida Atlantic on ESPN2. So we got some state representatives there, followed by number 14 Illinois at Michigan at 7:30 on FS1. Now, lastly, in the NFL, in what is undoubtedly an unpleasant surprise for many fans of America's team, it has been confirmed that Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy will be returning to the team for next season. The news comes not even a week after the Cowboys were convincingly upset by the lowest-seeded Green Bay Packers 48-32 in Super Wild Card Weekend. He's a Super Bowl-winning head coach. I was happy when he went to Dallas. I figured that would be a good fit. There was potential there because their roster was good. So when you get a roster with a good coach, you would like to think there's potential. Joe, Mike's coming back. They were pretty, you know, they were pretty assertive about it to announce it this soon after the loss. How much longer do you think Mike has? If you had to spitball.
A year?
I would think so. But they are so certain he's the guy right now. In a year, I guess we'll see. Speaking of coaches whose time might be running up, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin spoke to the media today, saying that he was in a better mood before asking with a smile if anyone had contract questions. The joke references Tomlin storming out of Monday night's postgame conference after losing to the Buffalo Bills. And this was a move brought on by the start of a question involving his contract with the Steelers. And he was obviously more lighthearted because since Monday night, it's been confirmed he's going to stick with the Steelers for 2024. He, you know, I appreciate him trying to take accountability. I don't blame reporters for wanting to kind of grill him on it, but that's just me. What do you think?
I have no opinion.
Oh, you have no opinion on Mike Tomlin at all?
Nope.
None? Wow. Nope. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. When that Matt Eberflus is in the hot seat, I'm just going to be radio silent, literally.
That's fine with me. if you're a soccer fan like me.
You're a soccer fan, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Huge soccer fan. 2026 World Cup Championship game is going to be played at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Mm.
That's according to the British newspaper The Sun. And the reason why, because I kind of thought that it was going to be SoFi in Los Angeles, but they would have to. It's a requirement by FIFA that whoever hosts the, well, it's for all the games, you got to have the grass field. And so some stadiums are fine with that, and then others don't want to have to pay the, you know, millions or whatever it would cost to get the grass field up to FIFA standards. So SoFi said, no, we don't want to do that. But Dallas apparently will. So it looks like Dallas is going to host the World Cup final for 2026 there. 542, listening to Pensacola right now. Health, business, and science notes today. Chinese scientists knew vital information about the COVID-19 virus 2 weeks before revealing it to the world. Andrew Wood reports from Hong Kong. He says the Wall Street Journal saw documents compiled by U.S. congressional researchers that make those claims. And here is Andrew.
The newspaper says a Chinese researcher uploaded a nearly complete sequence of the virus to a database run by the US government on the 28th of December. At that time, the Chinese authorities were describing the COVID outbreak as a pneumonia caused by an unknown virus. The American database deleted the virus sequence in accordance with its protocols, as it could not contact the researcher. China officially shared the COVID sequence on January the 11th with the World Health Organization. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.
Yeah. Also troubling is the DEA seized enough deadly doses of fentanyl last year to kill every American. Mike Casale with the DEA's Midwest office says fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 to 45.
As much as we want to think that our suburban and rural communities are immune to these issues, whether it be meth or fentanyl, it seems like nobody is immune.
And they say they seized more than 77 million fentanyl pills during 2023.
My goodness. And researchers have used the James Webb Space Telescope to find the oldest black hole ever observed. The team of scientists made the announcement Wednesday, saying that the newly discovered black hole is thought to be over 12 billion years old. The team says the discovery has changed what they initially believed about black hole development and described their findings as a giant leap forward.
Also, unemployment claims in the U.S. are down to the lowest level since the fall of 2022. Labor Department says there were about 187,000 initial claims for unemployment during the week that ended January 13th. That's down by 16,000 from the prior week.
And thousands of anti-abortion activists will be descending upon Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the 2024 March for Life. It'll be the event's second go-round since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but organizers say that they're aiming to change the culture by making abortion unthinkable. All right. Well, moving on to pop culture headlines here.
No, 5:45.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That was my bad. I didn't see the clock. That's on me. My bad. 5:45, yes. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we are still having some issues there. If you're getting off of I-10 westbound, expect to be backed up in that area there. Outside of that, we have a little bit of congestion at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. But outside of that, Pensacola, for the most part, is looking all right. We still have a little bit outside of Pensacola, some congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach and Tiger Point areas. But other than that, Caroline Street and Payson Milton is looking all right, so there should not be anything holding you up for too long outside of those.
Not as cold overnight with lows in the 40s. Clouds will be in the skies, and we might see a little bit of light rain move through the area. Breezy weather on Friday as another front moves through. We'll have highs in the 50s. And that sets us up for another very cold weekend. Low temps will be down in the 20s, with daytime highs this weekend just in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 52 degrees right now, 47 the overnight low tonight. All right, Austin, now you can talk to us about pop culture stuff.
Okay, forgive me. The Smashing Pumpkins are reviewing thousands of applications for an open guitarist role. The band posted that 8 people are working full-time to review the more than 10,000 submissions that it has received for the position. The rock band announced less than 2 weeks ago that it was searching for another guitarist after Jeff Schroeder announced that he was leaving the band. She said, "Here she wants his fancy, don't let me down." She said, "Here she wants his fancy, don't
let me down." All right, that's country star Reba McEntire. Why in the world are we playing Reba Well, it's because she's been chosen to sing the national anthem ahead of the Super Bowl.
Ah.
So that's a nice honor for her. Post Malone will perform America the Beautiful, and then R&B singer Andra Day, will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Ah, diverse lineup there.
There you go.
Fitness icon Richard Simmons is distancing himself from a new movie being made about him. Warner Brothers Discovery announced Wednesday that a new biopic is in development starring comedic actor Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons. Simmons responded on Facebook saying, quote, I have never given my permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read.
Also, director Zack Snyder, he's the guy who did The Man of Steel, Dawn of Justice, and Justice League. He apparently wanted to do a movie where Batman impregnated Lois Lane. Yes, I said Batman, not Superman. Died, and then Lois raises the kid with Superman. Kind of like the Pearl Harbor with Ben Affleck movie. Don't you remember seeing that?
Right.
Yeah, where Rafe has, I forget which who died and who had the kid or whatever, but that's the gist of this thing. So apparently Snyder developed the storyline about 10 years ago. Warner Brothers and DC both shut it down, one executive saying it was super creepy. So
yeah, okay, so Lois Lane, because I am not familiar with really comic storylines.
Oh,
Lois Lane,
okay,
is the partner of Superman. Is that
this would have made a lot more sense to you
in the last hour.
Right.
Yes,
if you've never seen Superman with Christopher Reeve. No?
I'm familiar with Christopher Reeve, and I'm familiar with, you know, his life and
death. Yeah, so Lois Lane is the newspaper reporter at the Daily Planet where Superman or Clark Kent works at.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, over the course of their lives or whatever, the careers together. Clark Kent, who was Superman's alter ego, right? The nerdy, dorky guy.
Yeah,
loves Lois. Lois loves Superman.
Okay.
And so, all right. Okay, so we're on the same track there. So
yes,
in this particular one, because Batman and Superman are both in the same universe with DC, the idea would be that Batman and Lois Lane got together.
Right.
Batman dies, and then Superman and Lois are forced to raise Batman's son together. So now that has clicked in your head.
Well, it's creepier now, because if Lois Lane was basically like cheating on Superman or whatever.
Well, I think that would probably be the idea.
Yeah, if she was cheating on Superman with Batman, yes, that would that does make it stranger and more needlessly dramatic. See, okay, so if you were with us in the last hour, I didn't know who Lois Lane was. I obviously figured she was a prominent female figure in
the
universe.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, so what? She was with Batman, and then
what's the problem?
Yeah,
I don't get this. What's the issue here?
Yeah, they have a kid, and Batman kicks the bucket. It's like, okay, whatever. She gets with Superman after. But yes, now I get it. Okay.
That's funny.
So yeah, people were probably thinking I was some flipping weirdo.
Probably. Well, you know, you haven't done enough, I don't think, to
I think I do try to
off
speak
of that opinion.
Okay, okay, whatever. I think I've done enough to try to, at the very best, paint myself out as open-minded.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
5:50, on that note, we will take a break, let Austin regroup, resettle, and look up some Superman history while he's at it.
Yeah, I need the lore bad.
We'll be back with wacky stories and good news next.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armand Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armand Advisors is charting a better course.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 5:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pensacola itself is not looking too bad at the moment. The only place you're going to have true like issues is if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road. That is still looking quite heavily backed up at this moment. Outside of Pensacola, though, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking all right. Caroline Street over in Pace and Milton looking good as well. So if you're dealing with some congestion, it hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Not as cold overnight with lows in the 40s. Clouds will be in the skies, and we might see a little bit of light rain move through the area. Breezy weather on Friday as another front moves through. We'll have highs in the 50s, and that sets us up for another very cold weekend. Low temps will be down in the 20s, with daytime highs this weekend just in the 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. We appreciate it. 52 degrees currently, cloudy. And 47 tonight, 50% chance of showers as well. Cold front coming in tomorrow night, high of 56 tomorrow, 27 the low tomorrow night. And cooler temperatures for the weekend, sunny, 44 degrees for a high Saturday and 46 on Sunday. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. A woman went viral for explaining how it's awkward when she gets a new job. Because her name is Samantha Hart. All right, you're wondering, okay, why in the world would that be a big deal? Well, just think about the way a lot of companies set up their email addresses for their employees, and you would get what hers typically is, S. Hart, which put together, you know, you get it.
Right.
And now she's transitioning to another job, so she's thinking about just bringing it up right away during onboarding so there's no awkward conversation later.
And what are you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that's, you know,
it's smart.
I don't think anyone, you know, don't necessarily think it's awkward. I just think you say, hey, So my name's Samantha Hart.
Yeah.
There's thing about email, so maybe do Sam Hart or
maybe, yeah.
My initials, if it's like SF Hart or something like that. I don't know.
Well,
but
I'm sure this is something that some employers have dealt with before where possibly. It's like it makes an at least somewhat problematic name. Yes. So she probably should just say, hey, just so you know, yada, yada, yada. And they'll probably be like, oh, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, if your name is like Patrick Ecker or Paul Ennis or something like that, you know.
Yeah, which is a, I mean, Paul Ennis, like that is like a very believable name. Like, I mean, I've heard that last name before.
So let's, yeah. So if your name's one of those two or just you can think of something else.
Yes.
That's a good piece of advice for you.
And a 62-year-old man in New York got in trouble for something we would not recommend. He trapped and spray-painted squirrels a bright red color that was also toxic. Officials say that Mark Kuhn was intentionally harming them because he didn't want them coming onto his property. He was allegedly trapping them, spray-painting them, and then releasing them at other locations. Yeah. Why don't you just catch them and release them elsewhere? Why do you got to trap them and spray-paint them? Like, that tells me... if you're intentionally harming them and then relocating them anyway.
Yeah, vindictive there.
Yeah, it's just you're wanting to abuse squirrels.
A soon-to-be 20-year-old bride didn't invite a lot of family members to her wedding because they eat meat.
Okay.
She posted on a Facebook group called Vegan Revolution saying some family members weren't invited because, quote, we don't want to host murderers at our wedding. She also wasn't going to allow guests to just eat vegan for the day. If they wanted to attend, they had to make a lifelong pledge to cut all animal products from their lives.
As I said, I mean, I'm appreciative. You just gave me a reason not to go.
Not only should, you know, meat-eating family members excommunicate themselves from her, but the husband-to-be should probably have second thoughts.
Well, if he's a vegan as well and he's that obnoxious about it, it sounds like a match made in heaven. Some good news here. Snowmen are so outdated. An Iowa man's yard is attracting hordes of visitors from across the area after he built a 20-foot-long shark sculpture. Carlos Maldonado is a sculptor by trade and decided to create the 5.5-foot-tall great white shark sculpture from snow with the help of his two sons. They even painted it so it looks real. It took about 4.5 hours to sculpt and another 1.5 to color it with watered-down acrylic paint.
Seen pictures. It is very impressive.
Really?
And I mean, also, it is. In today's PNJ, adventure racer Hunter Leininger set a new speed record for hiking the 1,100-mile Florida National Scenic Trail. It runs all the way from the Everglades to Pensacola Beach. The trail, he hiked it in 21.5 days, beating the record by half a day. He says he encountered a panther attacking an opossum, spots where the trail was underwater and he had to swim and wade through swamps up to his knees. Very good. Congratulations.